just these are a little bit old, these figures, but they do give you a good idea of how much money is spent. So in the year 2002 to 2003, £69 billion, that's a million pounds, £69 million was spent in the NHS, which works out roughly at about £1,000 per person. But obviously not everybody costs the NHS any money at all, and other people need a lot of care and cost a lot more money. But that just gives you a rough idea of the budget. The money comes from a number of different places. Most of it, 82%, comes from general taxation, so money that comes out of our salary every month and taxes. The rest comes from NI, is national insurance, and that's a small contribution that workers make. It's taken from our salary every month, but it isn't tax, apparently. And that is specifically for the NHS. And then there are also other areas where money comes in. You pay for dental care now, you pay for eye care, and also you pay for prescriptions. Prescriptions, you know, it's the order that the doctor writes. If you're ill, he gives it to you, you take it to the pharmacy and they give you medicine. That's the prescription. It's just an order for medicine. And I said at the beginning, one of the first charges, or maybe I didn't, but the first charges introduced in the National Health Service was in about 1952, and they introduced a prescription charge because they realised they couldn't afford to pay for everything. It couldn't all be free. And the first charge was 1 shilling, which is the same as 5 pence in our money now. Nowadays, it's £6, I think. Yeah, £6 for a prescription. But if you go to a doctor and you're ill and you need medicine, you get the prescription, you take it to the pharmacy, you pay £6, but you may receive some medicine that costs a lot more, so it's still better than paying for the medicine directly. Okay, so money comes from lots of different places. The primary care trusts, those are where the doctors work, the GPs, they hold most of the budget because they, as I said, they're the primary care, they're the first place that people go for healthcare, and they have a very big influence on what drugs are used and what services are provided, because they are the ones that tend to advise people or refer them on for more care. 14% of that budget is spent on medicines, which is an enormous amount. That's spent by the NHS buying medicines, not how much people spend on prescriptions. Okay? It's a lot of money. And it's never enough. So this government, their priorities for the NHS. As I said before, they wanted to reduce inequality and obviously improve health. I think that goes without saying. But inequality about depending on where you lived and what services were available to you. I mean, in theory, everybody should have access to the same care, no matter where they live. But in practice, it just doesn't work like that. So they wanted to provide integrated care. As I talked about medical health care and social care, for example, you may have one person, they go to see their GP because they have illnesses and problems. They may see somebody, a doctor at a hospital, a specialist doctor, for another problem. They may also have a social worker who looks after, maybe helps them get some money from the government to help them because they can't work because they're sick. The plan is that all those healthcare providers that see that patient work together to make sure that that patient receives the best care, not that one person sees all these people independently, but none of them are communicating with each other, because it just makes sense to provide, to treat one person as a whole being. Is that clear? This is a loaded one. Improve quality and responsiveness and raise standards. Improve quality, obviously everybody wants to do that, but responsiveness, there's often you pick up a newspaper and there'll be a big story about something that's gone wrong in a hospital. Maybe a patient was given the wrong drug and, you know, it was very serious. Maybe it caused them to die or caused a disability.